Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So I think a few days ago, I mentioned that we had a really special conference in Toronto for all the Orthodox rabbis throughout the community. I think there were a little over 70 that came out. It's pretty amazing. But as I reflect on it, what was really interesting and in fact telling about the priorities, what makes a strong Jewish community, it was that the first session was dedicated to the topic of Shalom Bayis, the importance of helping people achieve marital harmony. Think about it. A whole bunch of rabbis get together, and out of all the subjects and areas of Jewish life and law that could be discussed, relationships between husband and wife is the opener. It's interesting. Obviously, as Jews, we focus on the importance of how we treat others and the famous principle of V'ahavta kamocha, love your fellow neighbor like yourself. But you know, that although that is axiomatic, the Talmud in Kiddushin learns this verse of loving your fellow neighbor like yourself refers first and foremost to the love that a spouse needs to have towards their spouse. And you know why it's extremely important to really discuss and reinforce this? Well, because often in life, one can't really tell how a person treats their spouse. Why not? I mean, can't you see it? Not really. See, we only see what it looks like in the public, on the outside. But remember, in the last podcast, we spoke about how often there are things that are secrets and unknown, and that's where the truth really lay. And so too with relationships. All we know about a person's relationships are what we see on the outside. But the real relationship is what happens and how they behave towards each other behind closed doors. And therefore, the importance of reinforcing these messages are so key because it's an area that always needs strengthening. At the end of the day, the ones who really only know what's going on are the ones who are behind those doors that are closed. And so, as a kickoff to people who are meant to be religious leaders in the community, it started with remembering that our job is to give over the values and be open and perceptive to the nuances to work towards helping people strive towards the highest of harmony in their marriages. Because nothing says strong Jewish community like a strong Jewish relationship and home. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night behind closed doors. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.